awesome or that we suck,
email the show.
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Got to billboard this guy right before the break. We'll be talking about it all morning long. Now our buddy Frank Caliendo is on the in his home studio talking to us right now. Hi, Frank.
What's up, hero?
Hey, man, how you doing, man? Yeah, we are heroes.
That's what I think of you.
Because we are actually out of the building. Thank you. We're actually out of the building in the studio. We don't have the setup you do, and there's five of us all together here, so we have to come in and be essential personnel.
Oh, did you? Are you like legally that?
Legally, we got stuff sent to us from our company. Through Homeland Security, we're allowed to come in here, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are the things I sent out.
Now, you are, once we leave here, we go home and just sit there with a thumb up our ass. And I know that you're doing a lot of content from your house. By the way, who's the dude, the blonde dude helping you out? He's funny as hell, man.
Joey Molinaro. Man, and it's not so much him helping me out. He's a Twitter and social media phenom.
I didn't know that. I saw him play Andrew Luck in one of your videos, and I shared it, and he was, I mean, obviously, we think you're funny too, Frank.
Oh, no, that's why I do it. You know, there's a couple different things that I got going on. One of them is with him. He does the greatest Nick Saban impression you've ever heard in your entire life.
Does he do the only one? That's what I'm thinking.
I had started doing it. I was like, oh, dear God, what is going on here? Yeah. I did an okay one.
Yeah.
And then I heard his, and I was like, I'm done. That's it. When somebody has one nailed that well, you go, that's yours. Yeah. I set it aside.
You defer to him.
Well, when you did Belichick on the flip phone talking to Andrew Luck, who was that guy? I mean, first of all, let's go back first. Your daughter is amazingly funny, man. Congratulations. She actually followed your footsteps there.
Yeah, she's one of the things that's kind of springboarded me on some of the social media stuff, because I think people are tired of some of the older impressions.
Right.
You know, you do.
You had her doing Gruden.
Yeah, well, I do. Here's the thing. I do John Gruden. Nobody cares, man. You got a 13-year-old girl doing John Gruden?
I tell you what, man.
And all of a sudden, it goes crazy. Social media goes nuts.
Well, she's got the gift of the rubber face that you do, too. She does the face of Gruden, too.
Yeah, and she's got some Avengers she's been working on. So we're working on a...
How old is she now?
She's 13. Yeah.
Now... Yeah. Did you know she was a funny person before you started putting her on? I mean, because she's actually... I mean, it isn't like some dad saying, hey, I think my kid's funny. Your kid is funny.
So we did a thing, and I kept going, okay, well, I want you just to pop in the screen. She goes, how about I walk in from behind? Like... And walk across the screen. I'm like, okay, let's try it. Oh, we watch it. It's hilarious. She's got so many ideas. She's like, well, how did I? She watches so much YouTube and she watches so many movies. She knows the dialogue from all the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So she knows all the plots and everything. She's up to date on Marvel news like you would not believe.
Is she making you do TikTok now? Because that's what my daughter does, all the TikTok stuff. You know,
she doesn't. I think she has one now, but she doesn't really. She doesn't really do that thing where everybody follows.
Right.
She kind of sets her own thing.
Yeah. Obviously.
Can you dance, though? That's important if you want to do a TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, I was a break dancer. You guys didn't know that?
I know you're a break dancer. Back in the day.
I might have to, you know, I might have to put that out.
Yeah. You should.
You should.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah. Well, and then it's 3 weeks of recuperation. So
sure.
It might be perfect for self-quarantine.
Yeah, but you're stuck at home anyway, right?
So yeah, I got to get some linoleum.
Are people in Phoenix taking it seriously?
I think it's. I don't think it's enough. I'm guessing they're probably going to shut it down a little bit more fairly soon.
That's a huge city.
Yeah,
they should.
I keep hearing from a lot of my buddies in Phoenix that most of the golf courses are still open. Some have shut down, but most of them still open.
How much of an issue is there with golf?
Well, the thing is, if you're in a golf cart with somebody right next to you, that just defeats the whole purpose.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
And if you're gathering in the clubhouse or whatever, but I think they've eliminated a lot of that. Like they took away the sand rakes. They took away the ball washers. You don't touch the pin. You don't. In fact, they raised the cup, so you just have to hit the ball against the cup. You don't have to put it in the hole.
Oh, really?
They're making some adjustments.
All the stores are doing that. I actually haven't gone out much. I'm trying to set an example and send other people out there from my family.
That's what I'm doing.
I love the Frank, because obviously you follow Frank on Twitter, you can see a lot of, like he says, a lot of free content to enjoy your day. And there's somebody to hammer you someday about, Adam Schefter, and I think you do a great job. Everybody does. But the guy gave you crap. You said, sorry for the free content, dumbass. And people hammering you at all? It's stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get why. I've been doing this stuff. I mean, I started ramping it up anyways,
yeah.
And then with the quarantines and the lockdowns and everything, I thought, you know what, it's fun, it's good for people, they really enjoy it. Mike Greenberg from Get Up on ESPN,
right.
I narrated something as Walton for ESPN mm-hmm. just this morning.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing a bunch of things to help out, and
right.
You know, like Joe Buck's doing those play-by-plays now, I've been doing play-by-plays.
Oh my God, the play-by-plays you started a while back are amazing.
Every one of them was funny.
The Madden and Summerall. I don't like to do Madden and Summerall so much on screen, but with...
You're right, just the overdub, because you don't see your face, you just hear the voices, I get it.
Yeah, it feels like something different, doesn't it? I mean, when I do Madden and Summerall, just narrating like that guy at the fire, what's this guy doing, John?
Looks like he's cleaning his ass, Pat.
And even before we got locked down, the Madden calling the dumbass at the Chief Parade fell off with his ass hanging out.
Yeah, then it turns out Madden thinks it's the same guy.
It's the wolf!
That's right, there's the wolf again.
Wolf.
That was that little line there was just amazing.
So, to me, I don't know. It just seems like a retro fun character bit as opposed to an impression bit of me trying to go, hey, look at this John Madden I do from 40 years ago.
I'll give you one credit about that. I was watching some old NFL film probably during the lockdown here, and they were it might have been an old Super Bowl from the late, I don't know, but Madden was on the call, And I know you've heard this before, but it's so weird. He's been off the air for so long. Listening to Madden call a real game on an old video was like listening to you. It was like a character was calling the game.
It's so odd because Summerall, I watched one the other night on NFL Network, and it was the Patriots and Rams.
Yes.
And Summerall's like, Warner, Holt, out of bounds. And then Madden, look what he's doing. Right. You know, he's just going into it. And it's just so funny. It's exactly that. I was like, I'm actually doing a pretty good job at this.
You are. Yeah. And it's free content. You can see it on Frank's Twitter page, a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, do you have any projects in front of you that you're going to put out?
In terms of the Twitter stuff?
Yeah. Do you know what's coming up?
Yeah, I'm trying to make – I did an Irishman thing that I'm trying to turn into a trailer.
All right. Oh, great.
Yeah, Summerall – I'm sorry, not Summerall. Pacino and
– De Niro.
Pacino, De Niro, and Pesci.
Oh.
But it's a little slow right now. I think people might like it, but I'm going to try and time it to the trailer that initially came out with a little bit of that music behind it.
Yeah, right.
And then it can really pop. And then I'm going to do an Avengers thing with Juliet.
And that's your daughter?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's basically going to be Tony Stark narrating it like I did the Christmas thing.
Got it. That's right. Little, you do a Downey Jr. too. You can do that.
Right, you know, it's pretty good. It's okay. Do me a favor. Enjoy me, right?
Can your daughter do Madden?
No, but not really. But my son the other day, this is probably a few weeks ago, goes, my Madden isn't very good. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, yeah, my Madden, it just, he goes, I'm like, you work out of Madden? What are you doing?
A lot of people run from their dad's profession, but your daughter's diving into it, it sounds
She's
like.
Getting into it. My son started podcasting, too, right before they locked everything down. I'm like, well, you can do it on Zoom or something.
Right.
You can do everything remotely.
Right.
So why not do that if you started it and his friends are liking it? So I was like, just do that. But Joey, who's my son, did another thing. I go, do some Gruden, because he did Gruden on some bits back when I was on ESPN.
Right.
And he turns, he makes the face, and it's perfect. And he goes, I'll tell you what, man. I'm like, that's Barry White Gruden. Holy when did your voice drop that far?
God, I hope we just get some football back eventually. That'd be nice. Are you missing the road, man?
I'm not missing the road.
Okay.
I'm missing the money that the road.
That's kind of what I was asking you. I know that you're fine by yourself. A lot of guys are road dogs that are going broke. And I know you're fine, but you're missing the money, huh?
Yeah, and I have a bunch of employees too. You know, I have people that I pay as well.
Yeah.
So I'm still paying all of them.
Oh, yeah. You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
When does that end?
Maybe today. No, I mean, I'm a good saver, and I'm just lucky that way.
Yeah.
And it's just who I am, I guess, too. My dad, when I was younger, I bring it all back to, I remember going to Toys R Us. You remember those thumb wrestlers? It was WWF at the time.
Yep.
And you could get thumb wrestlers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I want to get these. And I'll get it. He's like, well, just get one. I'm like, you can't get one thumb wrestler. Who's it? Is Shadow thumb wrestling? What is that?
So you got your tightness from your dad, you think?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. It's annoying. I wish my wife had grown up near my dad, because she's ordering stuff on Amazon that doesn't get opened. I'm like, what? I actually have a little game I play,
right. The
hide the delivery, and see if she figures it out. I've had stuff for months.
Oh, because it gets in the front door, you see it first, and you just hide it?
Okay. She orders it, and then she never asks about it.
Man.
Yeah.
So she's spending the money that you're trying to save.
Well, I would be Larry the Cable Guy. If...
That's what I'm talking about right there, guys. That's a pretty good reference.
Are you too tight? I didn't realize you were that tight.
I'm fairly cheap at times. I mean, I just like to get value.
But once again, being tight when the pandemic hits was probably a good thing.
Yeah, I don't want to say I am cheap in certain ways. But I'm not in others. I just like, for example, paying the people that work for me right now.
Right.
It's I do that. I just complain about it. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a fair trade-off, right? If you're paying somebody what you'd paid them before, you can at least go, God, here's money that you aren't really earning right now.
You're
but I know
doing
you
dick for me, and I'm still writing checks.
Yeah. I mean, I know that sounds kind of jerky, but at the same time, it's it like gets me through it to keep me paying people.
Oh, every businessman is thinking that right now, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some people can't do it. There's that reality.
Right. Sure.
Some people, you have to listen. I think there is a point where some people just have to go into their own personal survival mode. They're trying to help as many people as they can.
True.
But you have to. If every single person goes down, then there's nothing left. So you have to at least think about yourself some, but think about the community as a whole. I mean, I'm pretty selfish overall. I really, really am.
Yeah.
But if there's one good thing that's come out of all this horrificness, mm-hmm. is that I think a lot of people are going, hey, we've really lost our sense.
Yeah, that might be a good thing. You're right.
I mean, and it's a little piece.
Somewhat piece of a thing, right?
Could you imagine what this world would be like right now without technology?
Oh, I don't really like to complain to my kids because they're the ones stuck in this stuff. But I said, you know what? At least you can look at your friends over your phone. And,
right.
And also my son's got the video games with all his buddies, so he can sit in his room and still be with all his buddies on the video game. We didn't have any of that, but that's all they've ever known. But if we didn't have technology, I don't know what would happen right now.
Yeah, I mean, the kids would be going completely crazy.
Yeah,
and more and more people would be defiant and just go out in public.
I do think there's a certain point where people do that as well. That's why people have to do it now.
Right.
I think the reason, and if there's one thing, I talk about this on our podcast, which I'd love to have you guys on sometime.
We do that.
Absolutely.
You know that, man.
One of the things is, what was I going to say? Oh, God, I lost it because I was inviting you onto a podcast.
We'll do it for free, too, by the way.
I had a question about you being selfish.
Yeah.
Because I was in Phoenix when this all went down, and I left a week ago Tuesday. But if I hadn't been able to fly, could I have called you up and say, listen, I'm just going to live in your basement, and I can do the show via your internet setup?
Absolutely not.
I was hoping he'd finish that with not. I really thought he was going to say absolutely, but I'm thinking, no, he's going to say not.
That
it
is
was
the
like
right
an
answer.
Old
Cheers episode where you knew what Carla was going to say
exactly.
to Norm, but just hearing it made you feel good. I'm trying to think what it was that I was going to talk about there. Because
the podcast, being not about a sense of self. I don't know.
Thinking about people going out,
right.
now, getting it out of the way now.
Right, right.
Because they might not be able to later.
Yeah, selfish people who are still going out.
Well, no, it was more, I think it had something to do with more about if we all hunker down right now, it gets over.
Quicker.
Yes.
Quicker. Right.
Right. There's that. There's
how,
that.
How do you impart that to people who don't really think this is a problem?
Yeah. Well, the only way is, and I'm generally against this kind of thing, but in this situation, I just believe it to be a little bit different. Is that you just make it a temporary law type of thing?
And
I'm more libertarian than anything in my own personal with understanding that I have to acquiesce for the greater good of community and stuff like that at times.
Yeah.
But the reality is,
make it a law.
Yeah. Oh, this is what it was going to be.
Okay.
Talk about this on the podcast. The celebrities that are doing the PSAs.
Yes.
Super sadly.
Yeah.
I can't take that.
Yeah.
Doesn't Ryan Reynolds
do a funny one though? Somebody said he does a good
one. Yeah, Ryan Reynolds had something because he's like, Commissioner Trudeau. Prime Minister Trudeau.
That's right.
Which Trudeau did actually tag him in something.
Did he really? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's when I saw some comedians, some high level comedians come on and go, listen, we all have to stay in right now. And That doesn't resonate with people.
No,
to me.
Because
that's not real.
Not if you're paying the bills and you get a big house somewhere. It's tough to say that. You're right.
But listen, you can say that.
Right, but don't be sad about it.
But don't fake that. You're singing Imagine. Right. Yes. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that people in this day can see through. When you are a multi millionaire, and you are saying, "Don't worry about possessions," I can't do. I can't get out there and I've got things still pretty good for me.
How would Madden sing part of that song?
Imagine there's no heaven. How you gonna get your coke?
Thank you for that, man.
If you don't ever get to see your dealer.
We're going to use that. You know we are.
Yeah, I got to go. Somebody's watching.
I appreciate that.
No, God. Are you want me to sing another song?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say there. I get it. I don't get angry at everybody. I understand the effects that people don't want to hear from celebrities. But also, I also want the captains of industry to pony up their share. And those guys are just as – they're actually worse because they're not paying the people they could be paying like Frank Caliendo is,
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand everybody's situation.
Yeah,
and when you say captains of industry,
well, I mean, what I meant was that, like, the guy from Hobby Lobby who's saying he's not going to pay sick leave and he's worth $6.5 billion.
Oh yeah, maybe you could use that tact God spoke to you.
Yeah,
you're not going to pay your employees anymore. You had a conversation with God.
You could use that to get rid of the guys you're paying.
What a scum! Not you, Frank.
No, I know what you mean. I think it's tough when you have trouble paying the bills. You see somebody that has all the money in the world. Trying to tell you how to feel. I get that.
Because people have their own. I mean, I kind of have a fortress,
Yeah, you do. That's one of those things.
I feel like I'm in Walking Dead, and I'm in one of those communities.
I just can't wait till we can all break out. I don't know when it's going to happen, but can you imagine your first show somewhere out and about on stage? How much fun you're going to have there?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be good. I mean, and there's people will know me from so many different things now.
Now they will.
Yeah.
It's Frank Caliendo and Rex Chapman on Twitter.
Yeah, how about Rex?
Both those make you smile, man. Yeah, Rex is great. He's great.
Yeah, people need a little comic relief now. More than
people
they
have
need
no idea that he played basketball. That's great.
I know. That's the funny part about that, right? Yeah. So does Adam Schefter, does he know when you read his tweets and his voice, that is such a niche thing that we all know. That's what's so weird about that bit. I mean, if you're a sports fan, if you're a man at all, you know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah,
it is niche, but it's really funny.
Yeah, it's an odd thing, but there's, he has 7 million Twitter followers.
I didn't know that. I did not.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the NFL is huge,
Right, and he's the main person that people think of, I think, when they go to an NFL insider.
Right, exactly.
When you're looking at, there's Jay Glazer, there's Ian Rappaport, but because Adam Schefter's on ESPN and constantly doing it, I think, according to my sources, at this particular time, it appears that there's a possibility that there may be a chance.
It's always
cushions it in that. I did a Bruce Arians the other day. That was like, I tell you what, Daddy, we're talking about something real special here. We're talking about, I got rid of Jameis Winston. He throws the ball too much to the other guys, so we brought Tom Brady, and that's what I'm talking about, Daddy.
Bruce Arians, man, that is crazy.
That's what I'm talking about, Daddy. You put on the hat, and then we got everything going. And you got to swear a whole bunch. Can't do that right now. Even if the FCC still listening, so don't worry about it, Daddy.
If Madden saw Brady in a Buccaneer uniform. Holy crap.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody clean that up, would you?
Do you see the thing I did with Belichick calling into the...
Oh, no.
I saw Belichick calling into... talking to Andrew Luck. I didn't see...
Oh, there's Belichick calling into the Tom Brady press conference. Oh, Frank Caliendo.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, it starts out with, we have a call from a Phil Welichick.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that... I know a lot of people are saying you are basically a system quarterback and you're just the product of genius coaching. But there are a lot of other things we need to get here.
Are you on the flip phone too?
Yeah. Yep. Flip phone. It ends with him on the flip phone. I don't think I put that on Instagram. I think that's just on Twitter.
All your social media is Frank. Go ahead.
At
tell
Frank
us.
Caliendo. If you can't spell Caliendo, it's the letter C, the word alien, and the word do. So at Frank C Alien Do. And then the podcast is the Caliendo Cast on, you can look at that at CaliendoCast.com, and it's on like Apple and all that.
We got to go quarantine. It's the end of our show here, Frank, but we appreciate you calling, and let's talk soon, all right? And keep it up. Appreciate it, man.
Yep. Thanks, right. Guys.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Keep talking to you. Thanks.
Take the show with you and stream worldwide every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com or on the TuneIn Radio app. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.